Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another With Bible. This is Pastor Kevin, and today we are going to be going over Amos, the book of Amos, chapter 7 and chapter 8. Before we begin, let's pray together to open up the Word. God, we thank you so much for your Word to us today. I pray that as we read together, help us to learn more about who you are and what it is that you love and what you value. As your people, may we continue to grow as your children, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So Amos is a very interesting book. It's one of the 12 minor prophets, and the minor prophets are a little strange because they're filled with a lot of weird metaphors and images that talk a lot about God's judgment. So they're also quite depressing because of that. But that's because the minor prophets are retelling how Israel failed to keep God's covenant. But that's the thing, they don't end on that. They actually end on the hope that people have in God after Israel is punished. Amos was written around the same time as Hosea, and so he does talk about some of the same things that Hosea talks about, like how the Israelites have betrayed God's love for them and turned to other gods. And so his message talks a lot about how the Israelites are going to be completely destroyed as a punishment unless they repent and turn back to God and obey him. So Hosea does this too, but the way that Amos talks about Israel's failure is just a little tiny bit different. He focuses a lot on how hypocritical Israel has become. He talks a lot about how the Israelites became people who stepped on poor people and took money from the weak. He tells them how God will punish them for being comfortable and safe while they forced other people to suffer. While they worship God in a huge temple, but didn't care about the suffering of the people around them. And Amos says that God finds these types of things disgusting. Amos's point is that if you worship a God who rescued the poor slaves out of Egypt, then you worship a God who loves to be just and fair and give good gifts to his people. That means a lot of people who worship this God should also want to take care of the poor and the weak and the needy. In Amos chapter 7 and 8, our chapters for today, God finally gives Amos his judgment after telling the Israelites what they did wrong. But what's really sad is that Amos begs God to forgive the people just one more time. And God does. He forgives them three times in chapter 7. But then at the end of all of that, one of the Israelites' priests, his name is Amaziah, tells Amos to shut up and go back to his home. And so in chapter 8, verse 2, God says, "The time is ripe for my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. In that day, declares the Sovereign Lord, the songs in the temple will turn to wailing, many, many bodies flung everywhere. Silence. Hear this, you who trample the needy and do away with the poor of the land." I'm scared. That's like the best way I can put this, but it is scary. It's a terrifying passage because, at least from the way I look at it, I think that America and American churches have gotten very similar to these types of churches in Israel. So, this is a warning. It's a very scary warning, and I think we should take it seriously. In a lot of ways, our churches look very similar to this now. We worship together. We are so obsessed with our careers and making lots of money and being comfortable. But ultimately, we don't care about the poor. We don't care about the weak. We don't care about the suffering outside of the walls of the church. And I do think that that is something that really breaks God's heart. So today, before we end, I hope that that's something that you guys can look at. That's something that we can all reflect on. You know, in what ways are we missing the point of following God when we can't even remember or bring ourselves to think about the needy and the less fortunate and the suffering out there. So yeah, let's think about that today. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for another amazingly relevant and powerful word. We pray that as we read this passage together, as we reflect on the messages that we have from the book of Amos, I ask that you help us to have grace for ourselves, but also to not be comfortable or satisfied with where we are. Help us to continue to be more and more like your Son, Jesus, every day. And I pray, God, give us the power and the strength that comes from your Spirit to love the people around us more and more each and every day. We thank you, God, so much. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me for another With Bible. And I'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.